Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shimey, a little emo for my taste on a Friday. And, you know, Curtis has pointed this out. I'm an emo guy sometimes. But
that's true. Sorry. I mean, I'll up the vibe next. I got you.
Let's kick the energy up a little
bit. You got it,
Ben. It's almost the weekend, and it's playoff weekend here in Titletown. Bruins tomorrow night, Celtics on Sunday at 1. We'll talk Bruins with Sofia Yurkstevich of Nessen in about 15 or 20 minutes at 7:20. And we'll talk Celtics with Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Boston Celtics, at 8:20 on today's show. And should you want to watch the game with us, then you can do it Sunday, a basic brunch watch party at the Playwright in South Boston. We have like somewhere in the neighborhood of, 15 or 20 brunch, room for 15 or 20 of you at brunch, and then we're closed and sold out.
Correct.
So just go to thegreghillfoundation.org, and you can join Courtney and Curtis and myself and maybe Wiggy. And, of course, Shime would go, but the temptation is just too much for him, I think. Am I right, Shime?
It's tough out there in the streets, Greg.
It's hot out there for a pimp?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I can't wait till you have been released and you can go back to eating things that taste good.
But here's the thing, though, Greg. I'll be used to eating them in more moderation, and I will be able to pace myself.
That's
a little
the way
bit.
It always works. Nobody ever puts the weight back on.
No, and I'll be ripping it in the gym.
So it's a lifestyle change.
I'm not worried.
That's the key.
Yes.
Change the lifestyle.
Not scared of that at all.
Somebody who knows what it's like. Uh-huh. It's all about the lifestyle, the moderation.
This is Joe in the car. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning. Wiggy, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yep.
You said yesterday, and I listen to the show every day. Mm-hmm. I love the show. You said a couple months ago that the Celtics, it was a championship or bust.
Yeah.
And yesterday, the flip-flopper that you are, you said, it all depends, you know, how they lose, you know, you go set.
He did.
What do you mean by that?
He flip-flopped.
I said
it's champion.
I'm not done talking.
Oh, okay. I thought she was done.
Do you smoke a lot of pot before the show? Because sometimes I don't think you – and let me ask you another question.
All right, Greg,
here, cuts me off. You said that the kid from Purdue – is not going to get drafted.
No,
right?
No. I said he won't. He won't be. No. Listen, I said he won't be a big player in the NBA.
My God.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
Has he received his $20 million deal with Nike yet?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
He'll be a bench warmer.
When is Biden going to tweet about that outrage?
I mean, he deserves it.
He should.
If a woman's making $20 million from Nike, they're damn right should be a man.
Well, are you eating a Boston cream yodel right now?
I love yodels.
Is it ever too early for a Boston cream yodel?
Boston cream yodels all day, every day. I got 3 DMs yesterday from people that already had them in the fridge, and they say they're great.
Well, here's what I said initially about the Celtics. It would be championship or bust in the sense that I expect them to get to the championship, and if they were to lose in Game 7 against a very good Denver team, I would be extremely disappointed, but I would look at this team and go, okay, they've arrived in the sense that my expectations are it's not long before they win a championship. But I expect them to get to an NBA Finals, and worst-case scenario, they lose in Game 7.
See, I think I said it the other day, but you can't have a regular season like you did and not win the whole thing. I think it's a failure if you don't win the whole thing.
It'll be a failure.
I put that on Jason Tatum. Like, he's the leader now. He's done an extraordinary, I think, and I, you know.
What if he averages
30? I wanted to drive him to the airport. I'm aware of that at one point. He was bothering me. But he has turned into a leader. The only issue with him is in these playoff games, is he able to be clutch? Is he able to do what he has been unable to do at times? And when you need him.
Right.
For a game to come up with 40 plus or whatever and take the game over, can he do that?
It's going to come down to three people for the championship run. It's going to come down to Tatum, Mazzulla, and Jaylen Brown. And if he goes out and in the finals he averages 30 and Mazzulla does a good job of coaching.
It's not about what he averages. It's about when he gets the points.
If he gets his points and Mazzulla does a good job of coaching, but they're not able to get that secondary scoring from Brown, people then will criticize Brown. If Tatum's crappy, they'll criticize him. If they're not able to slow down the Joker, then they'll criticize
Brown just needs
Mazzulla.
To buy in, which he has been all season long, and also Kristaps Porzingis. I don't think that we put enough weight on how important he will be to this run.
No, I think he's the difference maker, Courtney, obviously compared to last year's team. And the other thing with the Celtics, though, it's interesting that you played a full year and we don't know anything yet. In that, until they get back to the finals, until they, you know, can we also agree, Greg, if Jason Tatum has a great seventh game in the second or third round, we can't say he's arrived. We've done that several times.
Yep.
The only time he will fully arrive is if he does that in the finals. He's done it in the conference final. He's done it against the Bucks and the Sixers. He's had great playoff games when the Celtics needed him.
Well, I feel like I speak for an entire region when I say we deserve a parade. Yeah. It has been a long time, and we deserve it, and it's all on the Celtics. Mm-hmm. All right, Shime, let's get to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say this.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where would you like to begin this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, I think we should begin with our guy Max Homa. He is a golfer on the PGA Tour, and he was making his trip to Harbortown for the RBC Heritage this weekend, and on the way decided, you know what, I'm going to get some Chick-fil-A. Like a normal man, he stopped, he wanted some Chick-fil-A. He was without his wife, so he's like, you know what, pick out on a little junk food, and a woman ended up buying his Chick-fil-A, and the interaction he had with this woman, I think, was pretty special.
I absolutely demolished Chick-fil-A on my drive down. A sweet woman paid for it, actually, in the drive-through line. It was cool. I don't know. I was in the drive-through by myself, and I went to order, and the person taking the orders told me that the woman in the row next to me had paid for whatever I was going to get. She said that her son is like 3 or 4, and I'm his favorite golfer. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Those kinds of things, I still pinch myself. I'm not quite sure.
She was next to you in line or behind you?
It's a two-line Chick-fil-A, you know, busy. She paid for it. I rolled my window down. We chatted for a minute or so, and then I ate it.
Paid lunch for the guy who just won like $640,000, whatever you got.
Yeah, I don't know. It was quite kind. That's what I say. I just pinch myself at times with the kindness of people have given me just because I play some golf. Feel very fortunate for that.
Buddy cool. Show, Shimer, 55 burgers, 55 fries.
I think you should leave. Well done.
Yeah, I mean, he was right there on Sunday for a while. Shime?
Yeah, I mean, he was in that four-way tie there with, what, like 11 or 12 holes left in the tournament. But unfortunately, Scotty just ran away
from him. He's a nuggy guy or a sandwich guy?
Probably, I would assume, a sandwich.
If he's pigging out, he probably got both.
Yeah.
Max Homa did that Caleb, I don't know his last name, on Barstool Sunday conversation. And he's like, so, you know, you went to Florida, you won a national championship, and Max Homa's like, yeah, and he's like, so did Aaron Hernandez.
Caleb Presley also did one with Brooks Koepka, which is maybe the funniest one I've ever watched, where he's like, so do you think people would be more interested in golf if it was football? Brooks is like,
Curtis, on the ratings discussion, did you hear the Liv guy, what's his name, Shime, Taylor Gooch?
Yes.
Who said that tournaments ought to be 54 holes instead of 72 holes? And that might, when it comes to interest from, what are you laughing at, Shime? No?
I'm just laughing at a Liv guy saying that things should be 54 holes. And then Wyndham Clark also said, I think it was after the first day of the Masters, he was like one over. And he's like, don't worry about it. Liv only plays 54 holes. I got plenty of time.
But I think...
So this is like a baseball thing, too long.
Yeah, all right. Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, just get it done. You don't need Thursday. Like,
I think they just need to not rip the product and not rip people for making business decisions and figure out this merger, and the ratings will come back.
Yeah, yeah, I think Curtis is right.
Not to where they were Tiger, but there has been the fracture, and you've been people ripping the other golfers, and it's been a problem.
Okay, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's hear from Don Sweeney. He actually spoke yesterday to the media, and shockingly enough, talked about the goalie rotation. He didn't tell us what they were going to do.
Yeah, he did.
But
yeah, he did.
Okay, well, right, let's hear what Don Sweeney said.
I'll sum it up in the fact that we're very confident in our goaltending. I think it's been a strength of our hockey club for certainly the past 2 years. And, you know, the noise that necessarily goes on outside is not necessarily filtered as much inside as what people may believe, because our goalies know what the plan is. They know what their strengths are for our hockey club and how much we rely on them. And performance and results will dictate some of this. But we know what the plan is going in, and so do they, and we're comfortable with it.
So he said, for our goalies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I
but
feel
they
like
know what the plan is.
They know what the plan is. I think the plan is a rotation. I really do. I don't know. You don't hear that when you hear Don Sweeney?
I do, but I also hear, but it's results. And
it's result. Curtis and I were talking about this morning before the show.
Pep talk.
I think Curtis is right. I think that you start off with a rotation. And one guy gets, hopefully, is very hot, and then you just stick with that guy the rest of the way through, right?
You give the appearance of an even playing field where they each get an opportunity, and then the hope is that it then becomes Swayman or Ullmark the duration of the playoff.
I think the positive to take, though, is that they've already talked about it. Like, internally, at least. They may not have told us, but clearly, internally, they had a plan. They know what they're doing. Where we've been kind of ripping Monty a little bit for being like, hey, you need to figure this out. Clearly, they have. And so I think that's a positive for them.
I was told I was a moron for saying that Don Sweeney would have input on the goalie rotation. It seems pretty clear that he had a pretty big input on the goalie rotation.
If you're going to go based on opponent.
Uh-huh.
Then I think tomorrow night you start Jeremy Swayman. He's been really good against the Maple Leafs this regular season, and you ought to start Jeremy Swayman and see how he does.
Well, I think the from what I get from that is that both of these guys get two games apiece, and then whoever's playing the best after two games, that's the guy they're going with, because that's then they have to make the decision, because it's an equal amount of games. You give a guy.
And you're saying ride the whoever you choose for the rest of the time that they're in the playoffs?
That's what it makes it seem like they're saying. Because once you ride that.
Well, yeah, unless somebody, you know.
Unless
you
somebody gets hurt.
Or somebody ends up being a sieve and you know, and you got to go. You want to change it up. I mean, you know, you're at a.
But it's like when we were looking for the co-host, you give everybody the same amount of opportunity.
Then you limit it. Can we not? It's a Friday.
But then you limit it to the
Courtney stood on her head.
Two candidates you like, and then you got to get to a point where you go, okay, that one is playing better after their two games versus that one. We're going with whoever the hot one is at the time.
Tommy Bag of Donuts in the Twitch chat says, I'm off my rocker today, that you can't start Swayman. Ullmark is the man. You got to start Ullmark. Mike Milbury changed my mind a little bit yesterday where he was talking about Swayman and his lackadaisical attitude. I mean, Ullmark and his lackadaisical attitude. He was blaming it on being a Swedish thing. I don't know that I would put it on the Swedes as an entire group of people. But anyway,
it's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
Yeah.
Okay. How many games? I know we
got to take a break. Okay. We really.
Let me write my question down.
I mean, the man has endless questions. It's what I love about him. But
no wonder Fourier gets mad.
Yes. All right. Courtney is here now with what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story with starting pitching last night. Brennan Bernardino only went 2 innings, striking out 2. Another 2 errors for the Sox. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games.
I heard Joe talking about this, and it was actually a text that I had received yesterday from Baseball Brett. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the current payroll is for the starting pitchers on the Boston Red Sox?
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
$28 million.
I was going to say 20.
The healthy starting pitchers?
Yes.
I'm going to guess $10 million.
$8 million.
Wow.
Currently. It's what you are paying for starting pitching on the Boston Red Sox.
As they say, you get what you pay for. Yeah.
Yep. The Sox now in Pittsburgh, 6:40 first pitch tonight. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app, the Heat will host the Bulls tonight with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins will kick off the postseason tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. puck drop. And elsewhere in the NHL, the league has approved the move of the Coyotes from Arizona to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors voted to approve the sale of the franchise's hockey assets to Ryan and Ashley Smith. They're the owner of the Jazz. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 44 degrees outside right now. Mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 57.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, the Bruins got back to the playoffs, and round one begins tomorrow night. By the way, if you are heading to the Garden for Bees tomorrow or Celts on Sunday, there are brand new food offerings, and our man on the street, Jackson, went to sample them yesterday during a Garden event, and he has filed a report, Curtis, which we'll get to later. What do they call that in TV, Courtney? You and Sophia would know. Is that a package?
Yeah,
is that
package.
What they
call?
Okay.
Do you do like man on the street interviews with anyone?
I haven't listened.
Okay.
I feel like with Jackson, sometimes it's better to not preview.
I can't wait for Jackson's package.
So we'll get to that coming up a little bit later, I would imagine, during the 8 o'clock hour. Speaking of the 8 o'clock hour, the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, will join us at 8:20. But right now, Courtney's very good friend, friend of the show, my friend Sophia Yurkstevich, who will handle has been doing an extraordinary job on Nesson.
Yep.
And will handle those duties tomorrow night. And she's on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Sophia.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I feel like it's been forever, but I'm back.
You're back, and the Bruins are back. We were just talking about Don Sweeney and what he said yesterday about the goalie rotation. And so where are you on that? I want to know who you think Montgomery ought to start and in game one. And do you think they end up going rotation through at least in this first series against Toronto?
I think they do end up going rotation. Where I am on it is I'm so thankful I do not have to make those decisions, because I do think this is one of the most stressful decisions, even though you have two of arguably the best goalies in the league and consistently performing well, blah, blah, blah. So it seems like a good problem to have. I think we saw it last year a little bit too. It's a great problem to have, but it becomes a problem when you overthink it and when you're, you know, you almost have too many or too good options, so you're not sure which one's the best one. I think Allmark is going to get the game one start. That's just my prediction, but it's not based on anything that I know. It's just what I'm thinking, what we were talking about on the show, on Nesson. We think he's going to get the game one start. And then after that, that's where it gets interesting. Then it's like, I think it's all going to be results and performance-based, not saying necessarily if Allmark might play well, but if the team doesn't in front of him or something like that, then maybe it's something. We've seen this so many times. You just change the goalie to change things up. So I think it's all really going to depend on the games. However, I don't see Allmark playing in all, let's say, go seven. Even if he's lights out, I still feel like they'd give Sway a shot in it to keep him kind of, warm going. And because he's great too, not just as a backup, right? But because he can do the job just as well. So I think Allmark gets one. And then again, like Sweeney answered, it's just a question marks after that. And I think the team's going to decide game by game.
Sophia, we talk about the mental game for both of these guys. And Wiggy always talks about being a professional athlete and the need to be number one. You see these guys on and off the ice pretty consistently. Is it different with Linus and Swayman? Like, are they so close? Do they play off of each other, and that may be why they are so good?
Yeah, 100%. And they don't, they compete in a really, I don't want to sound like a Disney movie, but like in a really like friendly, brotherly way, right? They really do keep each other, the competition high, but there's zero animosity. It's not a show. If I wasn't as close as I am, if I was, you know, if this relationship was on another team and I didn't know, I'd be like, maybe this is a little for show. Maybe this is a little for TV, but it absolutely is not. Like, they hang out all the time. So he's always with his kids. And so the competition is internal, but they want to be the best and they push each other. So it's a win-win. And like I said, it sounds a little like Disney-ish or just like cute, but it works. Obviously it wouldn't be cute if they weren't good, but it is cute because they're great and it's working.
Sophia, I know you brought up results and performance, right? If you were in this situation, I know it's extremely difficult. How many games would you give each guy before you said, okay, results, performance, we need to go with this goalie for at least the remainder of the series or kind of the remainder of the playoffs?
I would say, it's a good question. It's a great question. I do imagine there's going to be rotation, obviously, like we said. I would only stick to one guy, not based on him playing like great, kind of based on the other one maybe having a hard time. So it wouldn't be like, if it is Linus and he's lights out. I mean, that's such a hard decision. If he is lights out for the first two games, let's say that's how they decide to go. Yeah, it's hard to make that switch. But if they do go to for Sway and 3 and 4 and then Linus in 5 and Linus maybe has a tough game, then, you know, it's kind of like you make the change if one of the goalies is struggling. And those conversations too, it's not like they're just looking at what's going on the ice. I doubt any of these guys would ever be like, yeah, I'm kind of in my own head, take me out. That would never happen. But we see it with goalies all the time. It is a really different mental load in the playoffs, right? And I just don't want to underestimate or like say that that's not as important as, you know, the physical aspect of it. But if you're getting vibes, if you're talking to them that maybe they are in their own head, you have to go with the one who just feels and seems more confident. I don't imagine that happening. I think last year was a huge learning curve for these guys. And I really, like, we talk to them all the time. Like, they're great. They're ready. They're excited. This is what they're living for. So I honestly see them stepping up even in their performance in the next few rounds.
Toronto really has the opposite decision. They have to determine which goaltender is going to suck less. Because yes. both of their goaltenders have struggled of late.
Yeah, and so you guys know I'm originally from Toronto, so I have so many friends there that have been texting me and basically saying that. They're like, they're going to screw it up. They're going to make the wrong goalie decisions. Their goalies are going to mess it up. And I feel so bad, not for Leafs fans at all. I don't care at all, but I feel bad for the team. You know, you guys think Boston media is tough, but over there, Toronto media is brutal. And I said this on air on Nesson the other day. I said, if anything, the Bruins have an advantage playing Toronto. They swept the series, blah, blah, blah. But if anything, the real advantage is the media there. Like, they're already down their throats about, I can't believe they're playing the Boston Bruins who have their number. The goalies suck. The team has a bad record against them. Like, that is being jammed everywhere. And if you don't think people get affected by that, not true. So there's the assist. Like, the Toronto media is already giving the Bruins an assist.
Well, Toronto has not won a playoff series against the Bruins since 1959. Go ahead, Curtis. That's when I started in radio.
You actually started in 58.
Well, if beloved son Drake picked Toronto, we'll be good.
Oh, my God. Did that happen? Did I miss it?
I mean, Drake's from Toronto. I believe he's a huge Toronto fan, so it's all about who Drake picks. And if he picks the Maple Leafs, then the Bruins should be good because he's a mush.
Yeah,
Bieber, too.
Yeah.
Bieber, right.
Sophia, we were talking to Mike Milbury yesterday about it, but watching how they played the Maple Leafs throughout the regular season, the first two games go to a shootout and then overtime, and then the last two games in March, they beat them easily. Did you see a change in the way that they played them? Was Montgomery able to kind of shift his mindset and the guy's mindset and get their number that way?
Yeah, you know, great question, Court. And I don't know if I've necessarily seen like a big change in how they played them with like X's and O's, but more, you know, as you mentioned, the dates, it kind of spread out a couple close and then a couple months in between and a bit spread out there. But in general, like the way the Bruins were playing had changed, right? So the Leafs just happened to kind of fall into that time when they were making adjustments. But I do feel like, you know, just watching them being at the games, they're able to be calmer against the Leafs or in the four games that I saw, even if things get tight. And some of these, you know, if you look at the scores, that maybe look like a bit of a, you know, discrepancy in some of the games, but they really just never, I don't know, they never got in their own head. And they it's a cliche, Charlie Coyle always says it, we got to play the right way, we got to stick to our game. And that just happened. It just happened against the Leafs. They plan on doing that against every opponent. Doesn't always happen, but against Toronto, it did. And I'm going to give you guys a little tidbit that I won't say who it was, but when I'm prepping my notes, I'm in like a little studio in the rink, and these studios, they're these like tiny rooms, thin walls, whatever. And sometimes they're attached to the dressing room. Like I don't have access to the Bruins room, but I can hear a bit through the wall. And I was doing my notes, and I'm not going to say who it was, but I heard one of the players in the last game against Toronto say, like, I can't wait to bleep and beat this team. And they just, like, I could feel, and they were all talking about it. This is when they were getting ready, just getting dressed to take to the ice. You know, nothing had happened. But they just have that mentality, and that's the one you want to hear.
I hope it happens. I said this the other day. I hope it happens here at the TD Garden, that the Maple Leafs are eliminated, because there's nothing better than your fellow Torontonians standing outside watching the game and bawling their eyes out and screaming in frustration, Sophia.
I know. It's almost funny. Like, it's sad, but it's funny. All my friends are texting me, like, congrats on the the series win already. But that is a dangerous mentality to have for the for the Bruins, obviously, right? Like, we've seen, this is my favorite thing about the league is the parity. We've seen it. There just seems to be a curse against Toronto, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Well, certainly you guys have the coverage, and this will be Jack's last season. I'm sure, you know, when was that a surprise to you? And what's it been like working with Jack?
Jack has been, I've said this since my audition days. I remember flying in from Toronto, doing on an audition with Nesson and getting an email. I don't know how Jack got my email. He got my email somehow, but getting an email from Jack, because I did the audition with Jack Brick, you know, whoever was on air at the time. And he wrote me like the nicest paragraph encouraging me and saying, you know, he really hopes I get the job. He has been an advocate of mine from day one. And I didn't know much about Jack and Brick. Like, I was in my little Canadian bubble doing my Canadian sports and hockey. And I didn't know that much about them. But as soon as I, you know, joined Boston, I realized how impactful and how important they are to Bruins Nation. And I get it. Like, your play-by-play, your color guys and girls now are in your living room, in your home. And they have been, and Jack, you know, Jack has been the best, like, helping me with things when I first started. And I have loved, I have absolutely loved working with him. And to answer your question, yes, I was surprised. Obviously, everybody knew what was going on because you could hear it. You could hear it on air. And he came out with, you know, on the Globe, that article about what he was going through and his health issues. It's heartbreaking. We had him on our post-game final the other day after the ceremony. And obviously, I listened to him doing the game, so you hear him struggle a little bit. But having him on set and just, you know, he, watching him try to get the words out and saying, like, I've tried everything. We don't know what's wrong. And I have to step away. Like, if you really think about it, that's just so devastating. It's something that you can't figure out. And it's getting in the way of doing your favorite thing ever that Jack was really, really good at. And so he's forced to step away. Like, a lot of athletes, players are forced to retire because of injuries. But this one's, you know, neurological, I guess, and it's tough, but I think the silver lining, and I did almost tear up on air, was Jack wasn't bitter about it. He was like, I'm leaving with joy. Like, I am thankful for this 19 year joyride. And that was the nicest to see, that he wasn't bitter, but he had to step away because he couldn't, in his own words, do the job to his standards anymore.
From your perspective, Sophia, how important is it for Jim Montgomery that this team advances, at least this first round? Or does it not matter?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it would matter immediately to his job. I think it's extremely important. I think it's important for him as just, in his own head too.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would matter as in it takes effect like immediately, but maybe depending on next season, it plays into it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's going to be in the back burner there, but I don't think it would have an immediate impact. I think it's too small of a sample size and he does such a great job with them. And he's like, you know, everyone has end of season interviews. The players love him. Like, they really, really, really do. And that matters obviously to the management, and they've seen some certain players who, you know, maybe weren't expected to produce as much as they did. And we saw Trent Frederick win the seventh player award, like Danton Heinen. And Heinen, you know, he's familiar with Jim Montgomery from college days too. He's already had his stint with the Bruins and he had like an unbelievable year. So they know it's the coaching, and obviously Jim knows how to bring out the best in each player, which is why I think he's going to stick around. But I do think, yeah, if it's a first round exit again, that's going to be kind of saved for later, depending on how the future goes. You know what I mean?
Sophia, last one. And we know Jack had a great career. Any chance now you throw your name in the ring
for play-by-play?
Yeah, of the Bruins. Is that something that you aspire for?
You know what? I've had a couple of people ask me that, and until they asked me, I was like, oh, I never really thought about that. So, no, I don't aspire to that. But, you know, absolutely not for this year. I think I would need so much training, and I'm not trying to, you know, put myself down or anything like that. But it is such a difficult job, and I don't think, I've never tried it. I don't think I see the game that way. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm actually slightly dyslexic, and I've had to work through so much to be on TV in speech therapy and stuff. And I've this is as a kid, and so I invert numbers all the time. And when I'm doing stats on air, like you guys have no idea. I'm so in my head sometimes. I'm like, wait, 25 or 52, and it takes me. I have like techniques that I use. So I'm already challenged enough with that. And I think, you know, it doesn't really come across on air, but if I had to do jersey numbers and the game's so fast, I don't know. I'm right now. The quick answer is hell no, but maybe down the line, I'll audition maybe down the line.
Well, whatever happens, I would just say this to Nesson. Less Razor, more Sophia.
Okay.
That is no disrespect to my no disrespect to my guy. You know, I brought him over here to WEI with me, but good I would job, prefer bro. More Sophia, less Razor. All right. Well, we can't wait to watch you tomorrow night. Go get him. And thanks for taking the time this morning.
All right. Tomorrow night, we got pregame at 7 on Essen, guys. Puck drop 8. We'll see you then. Love you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Go Bees.
She's the best.
She really is, and we will get to Courtney in today's news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for...
All snack companies, you won't and think you won't even notice what they've done. I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster.
The news.
He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller. Paying the same price.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Does it start with mill and end with onions?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more on WEEI.
Courtney, I just heard from Greg Doyle. He is looking to interview Sophia. If you have her number,
not a chance in hell.
No, okay.
You
okay.
Just were given the keys to that.
All right, Courtney. News this morning.
Yes, we are starting with some plane news. The FAA is investigating after a Boston-bound JetBlue plane nearly collided with another Southwest plane on the runway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see it take place. This is how the
simulation.
The yes. JetBlue flight was taking off. Southwest from radio control told them that they could cross that runway. Everything was fine. No reported injuries, luckily.
Well, was Jackson on air traffic control that day, or what was? What happened to the entire airline industry? Like,
Everything else. It's gotten worse since the pandemic.
It used to be flying the friendly skies, and everything was fine. You know, an occasional crash here or there, but yeah. I mean. It's like every day there's another incident or five with, like, you got wings falling off, planes catching on fire, planes nearly colliding. Yep. It doesn't seem very safe to me.
We have a little bit of the radio tower audio from CBS News.
November behind Embraer, ground 47.
Stop. We're 2937. Stop.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
Somebody made a mistake. Stop.
Terrible.
Wait a second. What are you doing?
Somebody made a mistake.
And you know when your plane's accelerating to take off, imagine it just stopping or veering off to the left. That would send me into a tizzy.
I'm usually a fine flyer, but when you have the averted landing, have you guys ever been on when you're landing and then all of a sudden you shoot back up?
You go right back up because of the wind shear?
Yeah. I had that happen once.
Yeah, that is not fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I almost killed the pilot walking off.
Oh, my God. It's not the pilot's fault.
Well, it's somebody's. He's the one driving.
He saved your life, probably.
What? How's? Why did he land the first time?
Because they were going to be unstable. There was a likelihood that something would go wrong. So
you got to do a better job of landing.
I would imagine you needed double bidet action after that, baby.
It happened one time, and it was like...
You hate flying.
I do, and I put, like, literally my life is in the pilot's hands. So any issue that
everybody's life is in his hands.
Right. So when we have a shaky landing or something, the pilot has to hear it. It's a client complaint.
You complain when you're getting off the flight?
If the flight is...
For turbulence?
Well, not like the standard turbulence, but you come down like that.
It's not his fault, though.
And then all of a sudden, you're getting ready to land, and it happened, like I said, that I've been on that, and then you shoot back up.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. He clearly judged something wrong. The last minute, he has to pull back up.
All right. Karen Reed thanked the jury pool and her supporters after another two jurors were seated with one from the previous day excused yesterday. So that brings us to a total of 12. Reminder, we need 16 for this trial to start. We will not be in court today, so we look forward to Monday where they will resume. Here's Reed speaking to her supporters.
And I thank them, and I thank my supporters for coming out in this weather every day.
All right.
So interesting. Let's get to the nuts and bolts here. Let's get this thing started.
Yeah.
See if she gets off.
Why do you think there was a juror excuse? They found like an old tweet that they did have an opinion about the trial or something. Tough.
Yeah.
More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family have endorsed Joe Biden. This is going against one of their own, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Well, did they mention that his voice was somewhat bothersome, like to you?
It could. That could be a reason why.
Yes, okay.
Robert Kennedy Jr.'s sister, Kerry, was among the family members who joined Biden in Philly for a campaign event yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Here's Kerry Kennedy from WHDH.
We want to make crystal clear our feeling that the best way forward for America is to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to 4 more years.
Yeah, similar like voice inflection thing going on.
Kennedy
there.
Family.
Do they
voice.
Realize that this is helping RFK Jr.? Like the people that like him don't like you,
right? And that's his sister.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
Also, with the election looming, can they stop the man from eating ice cream? I was discussing this with our guy Ford in the sales department the other day. Is there, and I'm an old man, so I understand this, but is there anything older that one can do than sit there and lick an ice cream cone?
Never take away a man's ice cream, Greg. Never. Don't do it.
You know what? He's
a vanilla guy, too.
I mean, like, we're talking about the Kennedys.
Mm-hmm.
JFK was smashing interns in the White House pool not so long ago.
Allegedly.
I mean, that's a president.
Mm-hmm. It's soothing on his gums, cooling his gums off.
I would just say this. Old people like three things. Baseball, ice cream, and rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Oh,
Curtis, how dare you? First of all, a lot of when you're watching Instagram, a lot of your one-pot meals are made by taking the rotisserie chicken and using that as your chicken.
Deboning.
So it has nothing to do with your age, and I do love a delicious rotisserie chicken. I'm not going to lie.
Who doesn't?
I don't like when they put...
Everybody loves a rotisserie.
I go right in there, take the skin off, and eat that first.
I like the rotisserie.
So
oh, you can't take the skin off.
Okay, that's
the skin
disgusting.
No, Greg's 100% right.
I'm preparing it. I get the skin.
Yeah, and I don't like when they use rotisserie chicken for the quesadilla, though.
You don't?
It is not hidden, though.
No, I like my regular, you know, kind of chopped up chicken breast in the quesadilla. I'm not really big on that and when they do the rotisserie chicken on the nachos. Queso, they ain't hitting, no.
Have you ever seen the hack when it comes to deboning the rotisserie chicken?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. It's you can do it in one fell swoop. Yeah.
Do you call the concierge and have them do it for you in Echelon?
Oh my gosh, can you send that to me? Because that's my least favorite part. I don't like dealing with any type of bones.
Yeah. But that's not an old thing. Curtis is trying to age shame on it. It's not.
My dad has accomplished a lot in his life. But the fact that he finds a great piece of beef that he can cut himself at Costco is all he cares about. He'll tell everybody. He'll tell people that weren't even over the house for dinner that he got it from Costco.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney next. And that includes the pizza controversy that has angered Italians and shook the pizza world. So we'll get to that coming up. At 8:20, we'll talk to the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, on this show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.